Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and I don't know about you, but I just don't see it happening. I don't think there is this secret conspiracy for Donald Trump to be made president on August the 16th or August the 30th or whatever date it is that
he's going to be reinstated any moment. It's 8D chess.
I mean, some people legitimately go on believing this, and I want to hear from you if you're one of these people. Let me know. I want to view the world through your lens as much as possible.
So
603-283-6160. If you're one of these people who believes that Donald Trump any day now is going to be, you know, subject to a secret inauguration or whatever, let me know. What is going on in your head?
Several months ago, I had a conversation with one of these people at one of the community events in around town, and I prefaced it by saying, like, I will never believe this, right? But I'm fascinated by these theories. He goes, oh, bro, it's not a theory. I'm like, oh, great, you're one of them. Please tell me more. And he did. And I have not seen him at a subsequent event since then. I don't know.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I will never believe any of it, right? But I do want to know, what do they believe, and why do they believe it?
Well, see, the MyPillow guy said so.
I watched half of that documentary. Again, compelling evidence.
There's a documentary on the MyPillow guy?
It's the MyPillow guy's documentary, like, where he proves that the election was falsified and stolen. It got kicked off of YouTube, so it's like on Rumble or whatever. So
I can't watch it.
Okay, well, it's 2 hours.
Unless someone sends me, you know, the full video through email or something like that, I can't watch it.
That's prohibitive. Watch it later then. But either way, it's like it's a 2-hour documentary. I got halfway through it before I gave up.
I like your optimism. Watch it later.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But
it's not going anywhere.
Republicans are stoking QAnon conspiracy fires, and we're all paying for it, according to MSNBC, who, despite the fact that we have a Democratic president, just can't seem to stop talking about anything except the Democratic president.
Because he's a moron.
But, I mean, it still remains true to this day. If you go to MSNBC.com, just looking for news, there's almost nothing here about the current actual sitting president of the United States. Hmm. It's just QAnon, Republicans, racism, Andrew Cuomo, nothing about Biden. Oh, well, here's something about Biden. Why Biden will be unfairly blamed for a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. One mention of Biden from what I can tell. So, I mean, they're just...
He's a pretty dull man at this point. He's advanced cognitive decline.
Yes, but that's what makes him so fun. Right, we were just listening to him talk about stacking soup cans, he didn't even have the lucidity to say the word cans. He was just talking about stacking soup,
okay,
which makes me think about, you know, just some senile old man with a pot of soup and a ladle, and he just keeps trying to stack it on top of it, and it's just pouring everywhere. So supporters of QAnon, the conspiracy theory that Democratic politicians are Satan-worshipping pedophiles, and that former President Donald Trump's mission in the White House was to stop them, have a new outlandish hypothesis that the police officers who died by suicide after surviving the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol have in fact been murdered by the deep state. Now, I've seen some of this. I haven't looked into it, but there are in fact police officers who responded to the January 6th thing.
It seems plausible. Because it seems like an inordinate amount of police officers involved in that have committed suicide in a very short time frame.
And they were, like, crying as they testified and stuff. I mean, these were full-blown sissies up there testifying.
Right. And three of them commit suicide?
Hmm. Is it three now?
I've heard four.
Okay, so more than I've heard, you know, just several days ago.
In a sane world, it should go without saying that this is not just false, but also absurd and dangerous. But it's curious, and MSNBC, do you have an alternative hypothesis for why so many of these police officers have committed suicide.
They can't handle the distress. They have PTSD from the insurrection that they were forced to participate in.
Don't you just love that after surviving the January the 6th riot, were any cops harmed
on that day? Imagine having to go back to your peers and explain to them why you held the door open for insurrectionists.
But trauma. But unfortunately, it does not go without saying, and that's in part because mainstream right-wing disinformation surrounding the riot and the election. Both Republicans and QAnon are peddling evidence-free conspiracy theories. It's just that QAnons go a bit further. Political and media elites on the mainstream right are creating a climate in which the very idea of a knowable, shareable, shared reality is becoming extinct, and only in-groups can be trustworthy sources.
I don't necessarily disagree with that either.
But it's not just the people on the right who are doing it. Anyone peddling this nonsense about a COVID-19 pandemic is taking part in it.
Yeah.
Because in our shared real experience, we're not seeing this stuff.
The in-group thing is real. Like, if you're on the left, you are likely more fearful of the virus, more mm-hmm. likely to wear the masks, more likely to get the vaccine.
Yeah, right?
And, more likely to be angry at people who aren't doing those things.
Right. And if you're on the right, it's completely different. So there's definitely an in-grouping of some kind where your reality is completely different.
There's still a large number of people on the right that are wearing masks and are going along with this, just not as many.
Understood.
In this environment, it's only natural for QAnon conspiracies, which about a quarter of Republicans subscribe to flourish and evolve. To that point, the latest QAnon theory stands out less for how strange it is than for how closely it tracks the way the Republicans have framed what happened on January the 6th.
Okay, but hold on. Where do you even go to see this QAnon guy at this point? Because from what I heard...
4chan, 8chan, well, Low Chan.
He used to be on Twitter, or whoever it is, used to be on Twitter, right?
I don't know. I've never followed it.
Me neither, but as I understand it, you know, there's stories here. Twitter has banned 70,000 QAnon accounts back in January after the January 6th thing. From what I understood, you know, Vincent, who used to be a co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's followed this stuff, right? Because he kind of keeps his eye on the world of our alt-right and fringe right.
If he's listening, he could certainly call and let us know where people are still finding it.
The last time I heard him talking about it would have been back in January, and he said, after the election, QAnon went silent. There was not one single tweet from QAnon post-November 2020. So
which would be understandable for someone who was just making stuff up and finally ran out of ways to make stuff up.
It just disappeared. The account just went silent. So like when they're saying QAnon this, QAnon that, what does that even mean?
I think QAnon is bigger than, you know, the Twitter handle itself. It's like a full-blown religion at this point.
Yes, but those people follow QAnon. Yeah, but I think you're right. There are other people who've sort of taken the mantle, so to speak, and have anointed themselves as a QAnon supporter. Listen to me. Sort of in the same way that, remember when Ron Paul was a big deal and, you know, had huge publicity surrounding him. All of a sudden, there became this new thing called the Ron Paul Republican,
yep.
where all these other, you know, no-name Republican guys who wanted to become something within the Republican Party slapped the Ron Paul label on themselves, even though Ron Paul probably never even heard of them before. He certainly didn't endorse them. They just started calling themselves a Ron Paul Republican. So if you want to get attention from the QAnon followers, just call yourself a QAnon, you know, priest or whatever, and now you're a QAnon priest.
Or the fact that no one really knows who he was, maybe,
to begin with. Maybe it was John McAfee.
Yeah, well, it could also be like much like, you know, the V for Vendetta movie, right? The idea of QAnon persist beyond the man himself.
I think that's what's going on here.
What was the idea of QAnon? It was a supposed insider, right, within the Trump administration who makes predictions about what was going to happen.
Or who knew what was going on the inside, which is why Trump was going to get, you know, put back into office in a couple of weeks here.
But was it ever even correct?
I don't think there was ever any prediction that QAnon made that ever actually, like,
that's why it was always 4D chess and 8D chess. And
right.
the reason we're losing is because it's part of a grander scheme and a bigger plan. That you just got to wait 2 more months for it to come to fruition.
just like, you know, Harold Kipling, the guy constantly predicting apocalypses. But, you know, the QAnon believers are religious believers just like any other, and no amount of being proven wrong is going to cause them to lose faith in their priests.
Because it's part of the master plan.
More about QAnon and Republicans coming up, but maybe you can answer some of our questions. How are people finding QAnon these days? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
QAnon finds you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's the number if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. And we're also kind of sick of getting kicked off of tech platforms here, getting banned, getting censored, being told we can't do this, we can't do that, you or having our posts flagged as medical misinformation or having stupid alerts put on everything. And that's why we've been migrating over the years to decentralized platforms such as Odyssey, which Free Talk Live has been up using as an archive for our videos for several years now. They now have a new streaming service, which you can find at odyssey.com. That's O-D-Y-S-E-E.com. We have a channel there. It has more. Odyssey has more than a million channels now, so definitely check it out. Ours is video.freetalklive.com. Every Wednesday, we do a topless episode of She Talk Live.
The most well-watched video of Free Talk Live in all of social media.
It does seem to be that way. And that's at video.freetalklive.com, same time as every other show. And, I mean, that's one of the reasons we stream it there is because we're not going to get kicked off of there just for sitting around topless having a conversation. While, even though we do that here on Tuesday nights, Twitch, YouTube, all of them, they never take issue with it. However, they certainly would take issue with this. So that's video.freetalklive.com. If you want to get away from the big tech censorship that we're seeing everywhere, then check out Odyssey, video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Michael calling from Atlanta. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling. I wanted to give my two cents on this whole QAnon thing. In my opinion, I can't prove this. Has anyone considered that QAnon might be a creation of the Trump administration itself to distract people from Trump's consistent failure to live up to his promises? I don't really care if you love him or hate him. The fact is, Trump made promises. He failed to keep them consistently. You can't say the same about Obama.
And
sure,
you can.
You can't say the same about Biden. What, yes, you can, but not in the same way. Build the wall, lock her up. It didn't happen.
Well, Obama did. He did promise to, you know, be the peace president, to close Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
And he did.
He
did not fulfill any of those promises.
Immigration headline from the AP: immigration detention soar despite Biden's campaign promises.
Yeah. He did promise socialized medicine, and he definitely set the stage for it. No politician can be fully believed.
Of course not.
Donald Trump certainly did some of the things that he promised to do as well.
Oh, he did. A few things.
Yeah.
Trump promised to keep guns, for example, not put restrictions. Who banned bump stocks?
Trump did.
Federally, it was Trump.
That's right.
Exactly. And under which presidency did the assault weapons ban expire, and did he not do anything about it?
It was Obama. That's right.
Exactly. Again, no politician can be fully trusted, but you wonder, considering, like you said, the Trump the QAnon posts appeared all of a sudden during the Trump administration, and they stopped after November 20th, makes you wonder, was this really, and again, we'll probably never know, was this just some guy, or was it perhaps, I don't know, maybe one of Jared Kushner's people doing a propaganda campaign to get people excited and interested, and then once they didn't need it anymore, they just let the account drop?
I think Trump's ego is too big to do something that would allow him to lose the last election.
The most compelling thing I've ever heard, and I don't remember all of the evidence now, but I mean, there's pretty good reason to believe that QAnon is, the person behind it is the creator of 8chan, if I recall correctly. That seems to be the most...
Frederick Brennan.
Yeah, I guess that's his name. But that seems to be the most likely explanation at this point.
Right.
Because he had information that, you know, only QAnon and himself would have had, or something like that.
And if that's the case, because again, we don't know. If that's the case, it makes you wonder what relationship he had with the administration, if he had one.
He had none. He was just trolling.
Propaganda agent.
Yeah. It was a very effective troll.
That's what I tend to think. It was just a troll, and unfortunately, a lot of people believed it. But, Michael, thank you so much for the call tonight. I have to agree. I don't think Trump has the ego to do something like this and not claim responsibility for it, or to even use QAnon as a way of hedging his bets against failure, because that would require Donald Trump to admit that he was failing to do some things. And I don't think he's capable of that.
Mm-hmm. It was during one of his press conferences, or one of the debates. He said, "Can you imagine if I lose to this guy? Can you imagine? Like, this is like the worst candidate ever. And can you imagine what it would be like to be me and lose this?" And then, bam, lost it.
That's how Hillary must have felt when she lost to him. I mean, there is no system quite like United States politics at finding the two worst, most terrible human beings and pitting them against each other. And then instead of putting these people into institutions where they belong, making them the most powerful official in the country. You got to give the United States government credit for that. It figured out a way not just to find the worst human being in the country, but to hand them inordinate amounts of power.
We got to secede.
Absolutely. We've also got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there? Going once. Seem to have lost him. Well, we've got David calling from New Mexico.
Yay.
David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, David Brent Olson, David Olson 333, and I am not suicidal. And I've been monitoring our government, my government, 24/7 for the last 14 years. That's why I'm calling, and I got some new information today that should be interesting. And once again, in short, the reason I'm doing this is because my government illegally trafficked my children 14 years ago, said goodbye to them one day, not knowing I'd never see them again. And I have never seen them again in spite of a unanimous win at our New Mexico Court of Appeals saying that my children were illegally trafficked by Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge John J. Romero Jr. and others, which I won't waste your time naming, but those are the main two presently. So the new information and it ties up, ties in with the best part of last night actually didn't get said, and that is that the mayor in Las Vegas, New Mexico, aka Little Vegas, Tanita Gurley Giron, was sentenced for her, she forged signatures in an attempt, to get extra votes for her to keep herself in office as mayor.
What was the sentence?
That's the best part. That's the best part. That's what I'm calling to tell you. Why don't you take a guess what the sentence is?
Probation. Mm. She forged votes to try to win an office, to stay in office. I'm going to say she got a slap on the hand and has to do 10 hours community service.
And then she got pardoned.
I'm going to say she just can't hold public office in the future.
We'll hope that's a given. However, here's what she got. Right. Well, here's what she got. She, for attempting to steal the franchisement, the civil rights to vote and control their own government of the voters of the city of Washington.
Get to the sentence. What was the sentence?
She got $1,000 fine, 18 months probation, and she has to say, I'm sorry.
To be fair, that's
too much.
That's more than I expected them to have given her. I didn't expect a $1,000 fine.
Whoopie-doo.
David, thank you so much for the call tonight. I mean,
sentence is commuted. She's pardoned.
Election fraud of the lowest order. $1,000 fine.
Yeah.
If you go out and vote more than once, you're going to jail for like a felony.
Absolutely insane. 603-283-6160. $1,000 fine for trying to steal an election? That's the kind of thing we rail against here on Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Dixie fire burning in Northern California has become the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The fire burning in four counties has scorched more than 463,000 acres and is about 21% contained. Cal Fire says that three firefighters have been injured while battling the blaze since it began around July 13th. No fatalities have been reported, but the blaze has destroyed more than 400 structures, with another 10,000 threatened by the fire. And the chief White House medical advisor is hopeful that the COVID vaccines will soon receive full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking with NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he believes the Pfizer vaccine could receive full approval by the end of the month, with the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots soon after. He also hopes that full approval will spur more people to get vaccinated. He added that he feels more vaccine mandates need to be created at the local level. The White House has said that the federal government would not mandate vaccines except for federal workers and contractors. This is USA Radio News. As COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are on the uptick, health officials are hoping a renewed push to get more people vaccinated will help control the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said that he believes more vaccine mandates could help slow the spread. He told ABC's this week that he's happy President Biden mandated the shot for federal employees and contractors.
I am glad to see the president insisting that we go forward requiring vaccinations, or if people are unwilling to do that, then regular testing at least once or twice a week, which will be very inconvenient. Yeah, I think we ought to use every public health tool we can when people are dying. Death rates are starting up again, and you just went through the numbers about how many new cases we are seeing. We are on a very steep upswift of that curve, and we ought to be thinking of every possible intervention.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
Rich.
Yeah, it's Ian.
I want to say thank you to Bandito, who is tonight's amplifier. This means Bandito is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Bandito is a gold member, which means that Bandito is giving at least $10 per month to the AMP program, but we don't ask that. It's just $5 per month that gets you in, and it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations to help us reach a larger audience with the ideas of liberty. So if you value that, you may consider joining the AMP program, such as Bandito did, and helping us reach more radio stations, larger audiences with the podcast, all of that awesome stuff. So thank you, Bandito. We hope you're enjoying the show. We've got Major Payne again, who's calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Earlier you guys were talking about TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Right.
And, well, there's a bit of a basis for it. I mean, I'm in one of the states, and we're purple. And I think all the rest of the states where the votes were very questionable were purple. And the one thing, you can't deny the math. Trump got more votes than any other popular president
And Biden got more than that.
Biden was not popular. Biden was not popular. There is no way that this thing could have transpired as it did without some hoodoo voodoo.
Let me posit a theory for you then, because you have to remember that the election took place in the middle of a quote-unquote pandemic under lockdown.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that made it even easier with the postman. I myself got 5 ballots delivered to my house.
Right.
I could have filled them out any way I wanted to.
But that also means that people who would, like I said earlier, more likely to mask up and quarantine tend to lean left Democrat, which means that those are the people that would have stayed home, would not have gone to rallies, would have just silently supported their guy. And so it would not be that surprising that all the people staying home and not wearing masks and not going to rallies would vote for Biden, and that's why he got more votes.
But I think it's still fair to say that there wasn't a lot of excitement about Joe Biden. I don't recall seeing anyone on
a lot of Democrats were holding their nose and voting for him.
Yeah, I don't recall that. Oh, my God.
But they still voted for him.
Yeah, sure. Goodness, we got Biden.
Because he's not Trump.
Right. Which was enough for a lot of people.
Beyond that. Wait,
that's why a lot of people voted for Trump in 2016, too, because he wasn't Hillary.
Yeah.
We had the Dominion voting machine here in Michigan, and I think they were in a lot of the other purple states. These things were invented in Venezuela, and they've been stealing elections there for over a decade. Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
The ballots they issued here in Michigan... On the front side, you had to fill out every little chalk mark, you know what I mean, the ABC box with your pencil or pen or whatever.
Right.
And then on the other side, you could just file Democrat or Republican on the top of the ballot.
See, they used to have that in New
Hampshire. All you got to do is flop those two.
Yeah.
And bang, it's invalid. Everything's done.
Yeah, they used to have those in New Hampshire. Thankfully, they got rid of them. Now, in a true example of not learning anything from the last election, they're considering bringing these back, even though people just
columns.
Yeah, even though people just voting straight Republican is how they ended up with a trans anarchist atheist Satanist sheriff candidate.
But so we should want them to bring it back.
I don't want them to bring it back. I want them to have learned a valuable lesson about how stupid the voting system is.
Oh, you give people too much credit.
I know.
There's a county in the middle of Michigan called Antrim, okay? And it is like redneck USA. And this thing went for Biden, and there's no way this could have happened. It went like 98% for Biden.
Right. So
this was the last degenerate lumber camp in Michigan. This is where all the inbreeders and rejects were left 100 years ago.
The other thing I can say confidently is I don't think there have been free and fair elections in the United States in my lifetime. So the only thing that happened in 2020 was Biden cheated better than Trump cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And if Trump had cheated just a little bit better, right, just 10 million votes better, right, then he would have stolen the election as well.
Yeah, to me, the whole thing's irrelevant. I don't consider any aspect of the state to be legitimate, much less the president. So I don't care
you
which.
You guys remember how inexperienced Minnesota was, what, a decade or two ago in stealing elections? Who was it? Al Franken found 10,000 votes in the trunk of a Le Mans parked in the back of somebody's barn or some damn thing. It was crazy. I mean, this whole thing is just ridiculous. And they're just trying to figure out a way to. I don't know. I'm without words to respond anymore.
It doesn't matter either way.
So you're still voting?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Thank you for the call tonight, Major
Payne.
I've never found much use for voting outside of local elections, and that's mostly just because, you know, especially here in New Hampshire, I tend to personally know the people I'm voting for, and if I don't know them or anything about them, I just don't vote in that particular race, which I think is a sensible way to handle. But, yeah, there's no reason whatsoever to have any faith in the voting system in the United States. For all you know, Donald Trump received 4 votes. And Joe Biden received 6. I mean, there's no reason to believe that any of the numbers they put forward actually have any validity whatsoever and weren't just made up on the spot.
And as far as cheating is concerned, it's amazing how Trump knew what was going to happen prior to it happening and then didn't, like, cheat and mitigate it in some form or fashion.
Well, I'm sure he attempted to.
Well, then again, didn't cheat hard enough, right? Because leading up to it, he said, like, oh, you're going to have all these mail-in votes. They're obviously going to use it to steal the election. This is not going to be a fair election. And then where did all the votes for Biden that came out of nowhere were in the mail-in stack, Whereas, like, sure. So you knew, like, you had their playbook, and you still couldn't defeat them.
Well, the DNC has a long history of rigging elections and manipulating facts and, you know, just doing all sorts of shady things to get the person they want placed in power. That's why Hillary was the candidate back in 2016 for them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was facing an enemy that was probably significantly better at rigging elections than he was.
But he had the playbook.
Yeah, but it was during a pandemic in an era that, you know, didn't really inspire Republicans to get out and vote.
All right.
But it did. But Democrats were still inspired to vote against Donald Trump because they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome.
5 or 6 times by mail, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they did that or not, but Democrats were certainly more eager to vote in this election than Republicans were because they were the ones who wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. And the Republicans, all they really had to offer was four more years of what we've been doing.
Well, and then again, to be fair, Trump as the Republican still got more votes in the history of American politics, with the exception of one person, Joe Biden, whom he happened to be going up against in that election. So it's not like the Republicans stayed home. Like, they still went out en masse and said, like, we want to keep this guy in, and then we're outnumbered by the biggest numbers in history.
Okay, can we secede now?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly my point, because I don't care how many of these people actually vote. I don't care if it was 70 million or 100 million. I didn't vote for either one of them.
It's still not legitimate.
No, I mean, they don't have the right to vote for the person who's going to rule over me. And it's insane to think that these ignorant voters in California or New Mexico or Arkansas or Michigan or whatever state are choosing who is going to rule over me.
Mm-hmm.
When they're completely and totally ignorant. And we know this to be true, that the primary voters are supposed to be the well-informed, well-connected voters. But as we saw here in Cheshire County, no, they're just as ignorant as the masses, if not more so.
Right, and I'm not trying to suggest that it's important or relevant, only that apathy was not a factor in the last election.
I don't know if it was or not, to be honest.
I mean, when you put up those numbers...
That's still only half of Americans. So
okay.
That's only like 150 million.
And only half of them voted for one side or the other. So it's still, you know, not the majority of people.
Right. No, it's like 1 in 4 at best. The rest of us just want... The majority of Americans seem to just want to be left alone by this thing, and it refuses to do... It wants to do everything except that.
Understood. But you can't say that the Republicans lost because Republicans didn't go out to vote. They did in larger numbers ever in history.
Well, it's not a zero-sum game, really. I mean, the Republicans lost because more people voted for the Democrats.
Right.
But no matter which one of them won, I was going to lose because I don't support either of them.
Agreed.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Rich. And we mentioned earlier about video.freetalklive.com because we're sick of big tech censorship here, and we're doing everything we can to get away from it, including creating our own social media server. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. It uses Mastodon, which is very similar to, it's got a very similar look and feel to Twitter, so you'll be relatively familiar with it. But it's also, you know, defederated. So, I mean, I'm sorry, not defederated, it's federated, which means that there's no central server that can, you know, silence you forever like you can with Twitter and Facebook. I mean, in theory, yes, no, you know, Ian or someone could, you know, censor you and shut down your account, but that seems
kind of unlikely.
But you could also create
your own Mastodon incident.
Yeah, you can make your own Mastodon server. Yeah.
And it's probably kind of complicated to do, but
if you know Linux, then you could do it. If you're a server admin kind of quality level person.
Cool, but or you could just join ours. I mean, it's easy. Yeah. There's a number of step-by-step.
Or join Gab, or join, you know, one of the other thousands of Mastodon servers if you don't like us.
Gab is a Mastodon server?
Yeah, they went Mastodon. They weren't originally, but a few years ago they changed to Mastodon, and the leftists that programmed Mastodon had an S-fit over it.
I did not know about that development.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, we made this so anyone could use it. We didn't think you guys would. They couldn't stop them.
But
all they can do is disconnect from them.
And recently, they tried to get them shut down by saying, we should just get them to turn off the servers. Like, oh, we own our own servers and you can't federate.
Yep, that's the value in it. Social.freetalklive.com if you want to join us. But let's get to the phones. We've got Robert listening on WTKG in Michigan. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Robert.
What's on your mind tonight?
You're talking about voter fraud, and the last gentleman, Major Payne, made some valid points, and I would like to maybe support some of that a little bit. I'd like to think that I'm a level-headed, fairly educated, well-informed individual. I'm definitely conservative, and I don't believe for one hot second that the election was even remotely legitimate.
Which election in your lifetime was legitimate?
Well, I think they've taken it to a whole new level because I think the left took advantage of changing some laws that were clearly unconstitutional as far as how to vote. I think they counted on the chaos of the pandemic to play under the radar. And I think they did it in a random enough way in key areas, such as Arizona, Pennsylvania, perhaps Michigan. I live in Michigan. That makes it just plausible enough that it was legit.
Robert, I would agree this election was fraudulent, but they're all fraudulent.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, and that's the sad part. Because I'm a conservative, not a Republican, in my humble opinion, I think the Democrats, and this is just my opinion, I believe that the Democrats are evil and the Republicans are just boneheaded, scared idiots. So unfortunately, I don't
think... Who are committing evil in their boneheaded, scaredy catness.
You're absolutely correct. But, you know, another example of the voter fraud situation is the audit in Arizona. I heard very recently on what I believe to be a reputable news organization that the attorney general has either resigned or stepped back from the audit, mainly because he is being completely kept out of the dark. And I find it very curious that in several of these states, the Democrats, and they could very well be, you know, just poking a stick to poke a stick at the bear. I get that completely. When you have the power and the control, you certainly have that right. The right's no different if they were in control. But I find it very interesting that if everything was as legitimate as they are claiming it is, they would say, come on in, take a look, see what you can find. And because they haven't been forthright and cooperative, it just makes things worse. And quite frankly, gentlemen, and I'm not a politically correct person by any means, the term Trump derangement syndrome really ticks me off. Because
why?
The left is just as fanatical in their beliefs of their side as we are, and you don't hear the negative.
Robert, Trump derangement syndrome was invented as a way of characterizing how insane the left became over the character of Donald Trump.
That's true.
Well, but I think it's been turned around and used against the conservatives and those, and I'm not saying there
would be the left to turn the weapons of the right against them.
Look, hey, if you actually, let's accept the idea that the election was fraudulent, and I also agree that all elections are just a huge scam because government's a scam and it's a violent group of thugs ruling over us. But if you actually believe in the idea of government, and you sort of consent to the idea of government, which I don't think any of us on this show do, but if you did, and you believe that this election, this 2020 election, was fraudulent, shouldn't that mean that the deal's now, it's over, right? Like, they've broken their agreement to be on the up and up, and so therefore you shouldn't pay taxes and you shouldn't obey them anymore, right?
The problem with that theory is that the government, it's just like, you know, the government makes a big deal about all the gun owners out there. The problem is with that is, and with any argument as far as if you don't believe in the government and things they do, not just with votes, but with anything, is that they're a little bit more organized. They may not be as intelligent, but they're a lot more organized, and their numbers en masse would outweigh any sort of
Robert,
uprising.
I think you're really close to hitting upon a really important point here, which is that you have to obey because if you don't, the government will kill you.
They're going to hurt you, no doubt about it. But not if you got a large enough number of people, and there's way more people than there are government people. Like, there's more just on the Republican side. You know, if all the people who believed in the stop the steal or that the election was fraudulent just said tomorrow, you know what, we're done, we're not participating in this anymore, no more taxes, we're no longer following your regulations, they wouldn't be able to put everyone in prison.
Yeah, what I want to see is, like, en masse, is the one-issue tax protester, right? The government does the one thing that I don't like them to do, and therefore I'm not giving them any money. Because if everyone did that, everyone has that one thing they don't like the government doing, and then no one would pay.
But you don't need everyone, and you'll never get everyone. If you just had 10%, honestly, that would be more than enough.
Sure.
That's more than you had during the revolutionary times as far as, you know, disobedience and non-cooperation.
But I want it to be on the one issue, right? Just pick your one issue and then stop.
But it's scary because they're going to crash. Somebody's going to get their home busted in. Somebody's going to get their head cracked open. Somebody's going to go to prison, you know, and it's no one wants that to be them. So that's why they rule over people so effectively, because it's just total fear.
Yeah, Robert, that's exactly what you're saying here, is that, you know, it doesn't matter how fraudulent the election is, and it doesn't matter that, you know, they broke the agreement, they weren't on the up and up, so the whole thing's just fraudulent now, it should be wiped out. None of that matters, because they're the government, they're more organized, they have more guns.
And unfortunately, I think what they're going to do is, whoever is in charge, because, I mean, let's face it, all
Trump
know the government
still
is a
in
mess.
Charge.
Well,
so do you agree with my assessment of your position, Robert, that it doesn't matter how fraudulent or how unright?
I agree. And they're
so why continue having a government if it doesn't matter how? And why continue having a government if it doesn't matter how corrupt they are, how fraudulent they are?
How do you get rid of it? I think they've marketed us into, or they've programmed our brains into so many things to be afraid of. Mm. And all the information out there that they track, and they've instilled in our brains that they could find us in a heartbeat. I mean, you look at your phone, and it tracks everywhere you go. Don't
he's right. I mean, he's totally legitimate here. How do you get rid of it? That is a great question.
Stop giving the money. Get into cryptocurrency. Stop using the USD.
But they're coming after people for crypto now.
They are, but they can't come after everyone.
No, they can, but no one wants to be first.
Well,
look what happens to us.
That's what happens.
Well, the first have already gone first. I mean,
yeah,
pioneers
the
get shot in the back.
Here's an answer. And look, you could describe yourself as a conservative, so it's probably not for you. But I think the conservatives could do sort of a variant on this. Get together in the same geographic area and start a conservative state project. We've got the freedom, you know, movement here. We're libertarians. We're migrating to the same place. That's the way out to me, is to get together with other like-minded people who share your values and create a society that reflects those values. It's not an overnight project. It's going to take some amount of time to do this, but, you know, just hoping that you're going to take it back at the next election is a plan to fail.
Make the United States states again.
Yeah, and secede as soon as possible.
As much as I don't believe in the government as far as their ability to govern honestly and fairly and justly, I mean, life is not fair in general, but it seems to be getting worse and worse one way or the other. I think even if we were...
Robert, I got to cut you off. We're out of time for the night, but thank you so much tonight for the call. Definitely, if you're a liberty-minded person, get to New Hampshire. I do want to see New Hampshire secede. I do think that would be a better way. At least then the United States government isn't our problem anymore.
At least then we can protest in front of the governor's house if we need to.
Yes. But thanks for listening. Go check out our social media site. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.